Stand motion, we got a recess for public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes, we're now back in regular session for public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on that application in those cases. The County Council shall accept and consider written comments only on those cases from the public on the Planning Zoning Commission's recommendation to the County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Planning Zoning Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2182 for Samuel G. Thomas. And before I pass it to Ms. Cornwell, I have a potential conflict of interest on this matter, and I've asked Mr. Robertson to sit as the hearing officer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you like me to read the short title now or wait till?
Wait later.
Okay.
Thank you. First case is conditional use 2182 filed on behalf of Samuel G. Thomas. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small automotive repair and dealer to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100 Sussex County containing 2.87 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Springfield Road, approximately 336 feet east of Park Avenue. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 12. 20, parcel 159.01. The address is 23371 Springfield Road, Georgetown. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 8th of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted to the record, and then they deferred for further consideration. At their August 22nd meeting, they did recommend approval of the conditional use for reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through H. Thank you. I'm sorry, through N. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. Is there anyone here representing this application this afternoon? Sure, if you would come on up to the podium and give your name and place of residence and then present your application to the council.
Hi, my name is Samuel Thomas. I submitted the application. For presenting it, I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for. I submitted it because I do import cars from Japan. They're all 25, 30-year-old cars. Steering wheels are on the wrong side, and I deal with a very specific market. I'd say maybe 6 to 10 cars a year, and I just fix them up, put them back to pristine condition, and then they get sold online. There's no dealer lot. There's no anything. It's all within like a very close circle of people around the country that restore these cars and keep them running, basically. And the reason I submitted the application is because Planning and Zoning recommended that I do that so I can get a full dealer license so I can sell to people as opposed to just auctions and wholesale stuff. The other thing is they asked if I could put also that I do repair them on the facility. I do have a shop, 864 square feet. That is a personal shop, no employees, just myself. So
there's no sales done on your site?
They may pick it up. If not, I've trailered cars to Iowa.
I mean, people don't show up there to buy normally.
No, they don't. They don't just pull in and
display area.
No. There may be a car outside, and I've had people stop by and ask and whether it's for sale or not, and I just direct them to a Facebook post about it. And
have you read the conditions that Planning and Zoning put on your application?
No, I have not seen them yet. I work in Hawaii half the year, so this is only a half the year operation. So I was not present for the meeting. My fiance was.
Okay. Should we read them in the?
Well, at the end, we'll read it. Yeah. In fact, there's a copy right there. Yeah. Condition would be 8A through 8N on that list.
Happy speed reader, you tell it, get all that read.
No, he's a
pardon?
She must be a speed reader, get all that read.
No, I just made it through the first two.
I mean, a lot of that, you have no more than four cars on there at one particular time on your property.
Yeah, I normally
one unlit sign, secured lighting, having face downward doesn't bother the neighbors. Any dumpsters got to be behind the garage and screen from view of the neighbors. All repairs from conduct indoors.
Mm-hmm.
No junk stuff unless your vehicle stored outside or on anywhere. No parking in the front yard setback or even display cars for sale. That's okay. I get a final site plan that they got to the PNZ has to approve. Property maintains a residential appearance. All oils and fluids disposed of properly.
Mm-hmm.
Subject to a Del Don entrance and roadway requirements and hours of operation 9 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9 to noon on Saturday, no Sunday hours. Any violation of these conditions are grounds for termination of conditional use.
Yep.
Okay with all that?
Yes, sir. I work by myself, so I can normally do one car at a time, but I do, my fiance and I both do have two vehicles, so
okay.
That was another concern they had, but
those are personal vehicles.
Yeah, my bad, you're talking about personal vehicles.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. I have a Tahoe and stuff, so.
Questions of council. Mr. Burke.
What type of cars are they?
Pardon?
What type of cars are you in?
They're all out of Japan. The cars I restore and stuff, and steering wheels are on the wrong side, and they're 25 years or older to fit in with, so they don't have to pass federal motor vehicle safety and all that. So I have to bring them into compliance for the U.S. That'd be Delaware inspection, headlights, taillights, reflectors that aren't in there, apply running lights, stuff like that.
Well, what is like the name brand of the car? I'm just curious.
Honda Integras, Nissan Skylines, Toyota Supras.
Are they popped up cars? Are you souping them up?
No, some of them do come with performance stuff done to them, and most of the time, like, the exhaust has to be put back to go through inspection to be titled, because they come with a Japanese car title, and it has to be transferred into the U.S. and do all that stuff.
That was just a curiosity question.
Car guy.
I mean, yeah.
The 32 square foot, is that, could you live with less than that for that, for a sign? It doesn't sound like you have a
that sounds
retail
big.
Business.
And I've got 4 feet of plywood.
Yeah, no, that's really big. I was honestly just going to put something maybe 3 feet by 2 feet above one of the garage doors. And I don't want, Del Dot approved, I think, 60-something cars a day. And I was like, I don't want that. I like to, you know, this is a hobby, but now it's developing. I can't sell any cars, and I drive them for maybe a month or two, and then I move on to the next one. And
so you'd be okay with a smaller sign?
Yeah, that's fine. And I didn't even ask for lights. I just want a small.
Okay.
Thank you. You said you're going to put it on your own building. Besides building.
Yeah, I did. They asked if I wanted one in the yard because I was doing this over a satellite phone.
You put it on your own building. There won't be no regulation. There's no regulation on the size sign that's on the building.
So I can't put one on the building?
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's
okay.
No regulation. Sure. No regulation. Sure. Do what you want there.
Oh, okay.
The 32 square is an out front sign. I can put the property.
Oh, okay. Like a billboard sign. I
guess. Yeah. Any more questions of council? Questions of council? Anybody? Anything else you want to present to us?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm just here to answer any questions.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And is there a way I could get a copy of that? Because I don't think I have.
You certainly can.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah.
You have that copy right there. Okay. We're pretty quick. Okay, you can have a seat then.
Thank you, sir.
You have anybody else you want to present before you? I mean, any witnesses or?
I'm alone now.
Okay.
Mr. President, I do recognize that we have several representatives from DelDOT here for the hearings this afternoon. And just for the sake of consistency, it may be appropriate to see if anybody from DelDOT has any comments on this particular application.
I'll take that head shake as a no.
Okay. Just wanted to ask out of fairness and for the sake of everybody being treated the same.
Well, there was one head shake and three nothings.
Is there anyone here this afternoon that would like to speak in favor of this application? I can't see around the corner. But, Mr. President, looks like there are none. Is there anyone here this afternoon who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Again, Mr. President, I'm looking behind the column. I don't see anybody. So based on that, it seems you can close public hearing.
We will close public hearing, close public comment. That's okay with council. Ask you to read the short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small automotive repair and dealer to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 2.87 acres more or less, with the recommendations 1 through 7 from planning and zoning, and subject to conditions 8A through N from planning and zoning. I would note there was a question about the sign, which was condition B. Planning and zoning recommended 32 square feet unlighted, and there was a comment about making it smaller.
I'm Mr. Burton to change that. So, what's your you have a motion to change that?
It would be a motion to change condition 8B to reflect a sign not to exceed whatever the square footage you'd like.
What is the next size down?
Anything else I want to?
You've typically done 16 if you had concerns. With the 32 square feet, that has been kind of the historic what council has done.
Yeah. I would make that as my motion.
Okay, so the motion would be to amend condition B to state one unlighted sign, comma, not to exceed 16 square feet per side, comma, shall be permitted.
Okay. That's a motion. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second. Mr. Hudson. To change 8B to 16 square feet from 32 square feet. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I mean, yes, that's carried. Any more amendments, changes, anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve conditional use number 2182 with the conditions as amended. Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion to accept.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Wilson, you're up.
Yes, on the grounds of P&amp;Z's recommendations.
Okay. Hudson.
I vote yes, going along with P&amp;Z's recommendations.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes with the recommendations from planning and zoning.
Mr. Byrd.
I'm in favor of planning and zoning. I'm in favor of the application with planning and zoning's recommendations and with the change to the sign.
I also agree with the amended conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Good luck with your business.
You can leave, unless you want to hang around for all the fun, but you can go home.
A notice of decision letter will be sent.
Yeah, they'll send a letter in the mail.
Yep.
Mr. President, I'm going to get Mr. Moore back in
Please, yes.
for the rest of the afternoon. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
If you'd like me to start, I can.
Sure, go right ahead.
The next application is change of zone 1889, filed on behalf of Airfish Automotive. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.771 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of Trussell Pond Road and Sussex Highway. The tax parcel is a portion of District 334, Map 11, Parcel 72. The 911 address is 11125. National Boulevard, Laurel. Staff would note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 8th of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record, including staff comments from different agencies. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At their August 22nd meeting, they did recommend approval of the change of zone from AR1 to C3 for reasons 1 through 6. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Willard.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. I'm Tim Willard with law firm Fuqua Willard Stevens and Shop here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, Airfish Automotive. The applicant's represented here today by father son. This is Brent James and William James. William James is actually the one that's been running this shop, and to some extent we're here to ask for forgiveness as well as permission, and I'll explain why. This is another automobile operation. In fact, William's business is very specific. He has been trained and working on just diesel engines, mainly diesel Ford trucks, and that's all they work on, and that's their specialty, and that's what they want to continue to do there. They're asking for a change of zone for this parcel, which is located on Sussex Route 13, just about a half mile south of the 24 intersection, bordered on Trussell Pond Road, as you can see, and down to the south is Gordy Road. What's important is this is a larger parcel, as you can see, but as Ms. Cornwell will be helping me out, I can see here, hopefully, and you have the survey in front of you. We're just asking for the 5 acres in the front of the property that encompass the one building where he has his shop. There it is on the site plan. That's all that's before you today as far as the change of zone for commercial. I did listen to the Planning Commission's motion and approval of this, and they did approve it on August 22nd, and for conditions which we think are appropriate. Number one, that C3 allows for automotive repair-oriented operations. It's adjacent to Route 13 commercial. It's been a business for decades. It's in a developing area which is consistent for such use in your comprehensive plan, and it meets the general purpose of the code, and it would ultimately be subject to site plan as well. I don't know if you all have the booklets I submitted or they're part of your application. I'll go through them briefly. The history of the property is, the history of the whole property is it was used more or less for hatcheries. And there are a couple of buildings in the rear that aren't part of this application for commercial that are going to be in the process of being demolished, and they were hatcheries, and the front, I think, was a hatchery as well. However, you'll see the first thing I submitted, I think, in my presentation material was conditional use 745, which was a conditional use that Brent's father obtained in 1983 to the application by WB James to consider for conditional use of land in AR1 agricultural residential district in Little Creek 100 for retail sales and storage located on the west side of Route 13. So since then, since 1983, it was used as a retail building supply company. After that, it was Yoder's garage stores. So for many years, since the early 80s, it's been used. That building in the front has been used for commercial purposes. How this evolved is, I think there was somewhat of a misunderstanding that Brent thought, well, it is commercial, could be used for that, and that's why he started retrofitting it for the diesel business. He used to be down in Del Mar, and he's already been pretty actively involved with the county, or with, in particular, the fire marshal, and done. You'll see tab 2 in what I've submitted to you is improvements that he's made, that he's had to make to operate this. Now, of course, he does that at his own peril because he's got to get approval for the C3, but I think it's important to show that he's done those, and that's why I submitted that information for you. We may go through some pictures in a moment to show you the area and what he's done there. As far as improvements, you also have in your tab, and I don't know if that's probably the widest out, as you can see, but in tab 3 of what I've submitted to you is an aerial view of the entire area, which shows you can see the commercial down the road, but most importantly, right across the road is what everybody knows is the furniture mecca, if you will, Johnny Gymnastics. And up the way is some commercial and industrial. I think it's the gray area. There's a towing business, and not too far away is the busy intersection of 24. It has a Royal Farms and other businesses. And I've submitted for you not only that aerial of that other commercial activity, which is in the area, but also pictures of what it looks like. But I'm sure some of you, especially those of you from the west side of the county, are pretty familiar with this area. And as if this is approved, I know a lot of times council is concerned, well, it's commercial, like you could do a lot of things there. I think part of the reason we're submitting the improvements is he's already spent a good deal of money doing, and his commitment to a trade, which is he's married to, quite frankly, because it's a specialized trade, is he doesn't intend to deviate from the use that he's requesting. But C3 is appropriate for all the reasons that the Planning Commission recommended approval. And I can buzz through some of these pictures real quickly. Or can I, Janelle? Maybe you'll help me. Yeah, that's just the inside. Maybe I'll call William up here to describe what you're looking at. Can you come up? State your name and your address for the record, please.
William James, 32709 Meadow Branch Drive, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
And you've heard some of my representations to council thus far. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, I just asked Ms. Cornwell if you could run through those pictures and maybe you could just tell the council what they're looking at.
Sure. So in the picture that we're looking at right now, there was two, I believe they were 30-inch wooden doors. We had those removed and put in the 3-foot appropriate fire doors. As you can see, with that door picture there, all of our doors are equipped with fire extinguishers. We've also got all the security lights on the top left of all of our exits, and then all of our exit signs and everything are done exactly as they, we were told to, basically.
Okay, next one, yeah.
The building has been rewired here. It's showing you a pic that the exit and then a new box in there. That's, so that's what that wall that we were just looking at used to look like before it was all redone. That shows the doors and that stuff there. This here is basically our service room that we've redone. We put a drop ceiling in it, all new wiring. Everything's been re-sheetrocked, and there's the finished product there.
What is that room they're looking at?
That's a service room where customers can come in and
I already did, but briefly describe what your business is.
So we only work on Ford Power Stroke diesels from 1995 into the new trucks. So everything that we do is all F-250 to F-550. We don't do any tractor trailers. We don't do any big trucks. We're very specific in what we do.
Next photo.
That's just another picture there. So this is what it looked like before we had officially, I guess you can say, moved in. You can notice the door, the outdated windows in there. to kind of hanging out a little bit. And that's what it looks like redone. New doors, windows, siding, everything was done on it.
Where did you get the name from?
It's just a logo that we had and we kind of ran with it. It was a logo for a product that from years ago.
Sound like you made swim with it.
Yeah. We keep people on their toes with it, so.
Yeah, I asked the same question, Mr. Wilson. It's an unusual, catchy logo. Like dogfish, maybe, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Next photo, please.
You're at the end.
That's it. Very good. That's all we have, Mr. President. I don't know if you have any questions for us.
I assume you're going to keep the same entrance you got off 13 now, the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from council? Mr. Willard, do you have any other witnesses or anything else?
The only other thing I have, if I may approach, I have a proposed findings that I'll hand to you.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Willard. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. So give the council to close the public record. And Mr. Morgan, the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.771 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley here up first.
I vote in favor of this application for the reasons stated by planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on recommendations of P&Z.
Mr. Burton?
I'm in favor of the application based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons for. It's on 13. It should be commercial on 13. I think that's, kind of makes sense. I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good luck with your business.
You thought they were all here to oppose you, didn't you?
I thought they were all in favor.